Welcome to the 135th episode of the Crack Die Podcast.
Let's finish this!
Here am I!
Hero point!
One where everyone dies!
Ooh!
Hey! Rob could use it to not die now!
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So just as a reminder, anytime your dying value would increase, even if it's your last one, you can expend all of your hero points, one of them, to remove the dying condition and stop dying. So you lose all of your dying, and also you don't wake up, but you're just not dying anymore. Not that I think we're going to need that information for this episode or anything.
It sounds like he's saying if you're not dying, you're dead.
Wait a minute.
That's true. If you're not dying, you're already dead.
So before I continue killing everyone here, I have a random question.
Is this about chicken nuggets?
No, it is not chicken nugget related this time.
Losing interest.
It is peanut butter related. Two-part question. Part one, smooth or chunky? Part two, what is the weirdest thing you put peanut butter on?
I think part two is a trap. And part one, I would say smooth peanut butter. But I also have a rant about peanut butter because I eat, was it Crazy Richards? I think is what it's called. But basically, it's just peanuts. That's all it's in it. There's nothing else in it. And it's fucking wonderful. And then you go to look at like Jif or one of the other ones, and it's just like sugar and corn syrup and whatever else they've put into it for whatever reason, I guess to keep it from separating or whatever. But like, once you mix it back up together, like in the time that you'll use the peanut butter, it's never going to separate. It doesn't happen. So I don't really understand the want to put all of the other extra stuff into peanut butter.
Have you guys ever tried Speculoos's from Trader Joe's, Speculoos's cookie butter?
I've tried Speculoos.
That does sound familiar.
If you haven't had it yet, it is baller. Like, I don't eat peanut butter. I will eat Speculoos cookie butter.
I've definitely tried Speculoos in the past. Not necessarily. Do you say Trader Joe's? Yeah, I can't say I've tried that one. I like texture. I like crunchy, but I mean, peanut butter's delicious. I'll eat it any which way. As for weird thing to put it on, I kind of like it as a dipping sauce. Put some, you know, chicken satay, for example. I don't know.
I mean, like a tahini. Yeah, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
Smooth. And the weirdest thing I put it on is bread. I don't eat it on much else.
Oh, you pervert. Putting it on your bread.
Maybe occasionally on a bagel, but Sean got me into that, so that's on him.
As if you weren't before, you didn't eat them on bagels?
No, I was always, like, our family was always a butter and cream cheese house. Like, the thought of peanut butter on a bagel never really occurred to anyone.
Okay.
That does seem weird to me as well.
So, the reason it sparked my interest is I've recently, everyone is going to yell at me. I recently made a sunny side up egg, put it on some garlic naan, and to make the sunny side up egg stick, I put some peanut butter up between them.
Okay.
It was delicious.
You're also the one that's put peanut butter in your chili and on a burger.
Peanut butter burgers are a thing, and peanut butter in a chili is a thing.
Yeah, I've heard in a chili. Like, peanut butter and any type of meat, I honestly think works.
I think it's fucking weird, both of those things. But
really?
That being said, do whatever you want, man.
See, like, I can see, like, the kind of peanut butter Matt was talking about, like, the really natural, it's like ground peanuts into a paste. Like, that makes sense to me, but like he was saying, like the super like sweet, like weird. That's kind of, I don't know. I have a sweet tooth, but generally I like my savory to be savory.
See, I don't have a sweet tooth, so I don't mind putting in some of my sweet into my savory.
I would never have thought putting peanut butter into chili.
That doesn't make any sense whatsoever, but okay. I don't even like sweet food, so I just put it on everything and just jam all the sugar in. Like, I think maybe you have a problem and you're denying it, but that's maybe something for you and a professional to deal with at a later date.
You know who else has a problem? All of these characters.
No, don't say it. No, please. Mercy.
All of these characters. So last time we were here, we had completed two more rounds of this 8-round combat. Knife Sword managed to kill the Rakshasa. Saraya managed to kill a vampire. U managed to break out of her stupor, being controlled by said vampire. Twin Talon stabbed Lazlin a couple times, really good. And then things started going south.
Started?
Yeah.
Knife Sword fell and is wounded too because he was brought up by Brianna. Everyone's health is obscenely low, and you guys could not hit to save your lives. Literally could not hit to save your lives.
Yeah, we know. So rub it in, jerk.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm good at very few things. So with that, let's start this round. We're going to start with Soraya.
Alrighty. So we're going to double brew some more alchemist fires. So I feel like I might start.
Can't you make healing potions?
Not without reagents.
Oh, you guys should have rested.
Fuck you, Sean.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Right in the ass.
Yeah, you were like, you could, but other people will drown. Which we should have just been like, well, they're going to drown anyway and left. Because they're going to drown anyway. I need to make two successful checks to every one of her regular actions with no chance of failure.
We have a huge fail chance. She has no fail chance.
Right.
Anyway, so yeah, two alchemist fires, which I feel like I should start calling something. I might actually start coming up with like blood mage names for all of her alchemy. So attack number one.
I wouldn't start now.
34.
So 34 will hit.
It's a 17, everyone. We had to roll a 17 to hit. That's probably okay.
12 damage plus 2 persistent plus 2 splash. And she doesn't even change color.
Nope, she took 14 points of damage.
And another 17 for a 31.
That will miss.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Her AC is 32, because you guys were missing on 23, but crit missing on 22. So her AC is 32.
Yeah, like I don't know how we're supposed to beat this combat.
Yeah.
It would be different if it was just her, but it's her plus Lasslin, plus the sluices are doing whatever they're doing, plus the orangutan, plus the vampire, and the two shadows. Like, ugh.
Yeah, I mean, that's my turn. It was make two bombs and throw them.
Okay, knife sword, you are conscious but prone.
Okay, well, since my last thing I did before I fell over was to pull out my Rod of Wonder, it's still in my hand, I'm assuming. So I'm going to spend one action to stand up. I'm going to point it at the giant lady and fire.
Okay, what does the Rod of Wonder do?
Who knows?
I wonder.
I have to roll on a Rod of Wonder table to determine outcome.
Okay. Rod of Wonder. Go ahead and roll.
It's a D100, I think, right?
Yes, I believe so.
25?
Let's see.
Lightning Bolt.
Yeah, there you go.
Lightning Bolt.
Lightning Bolt.
Well, you know, the next one was grass grows in a 60-foot cone in front of the rod. I mean, kind of got the good one there.
Yeah, you did. Go ahead and what level spell would it be?
I feel like if she's grafted with a whole bunch of metal, lightning should do extra damage.
Roll me 6d12.
Okay. Wait a minute. Is that going to hit Brianna?
I would say that considering how tall she is.
I'm not very tall.
No. How tall the interlocator or whatever her name is.
Oh, yeah.
It would be pretty easy to miss Brianna.
Yeah, that'll work.
I got 44.
What is your spell DC?
It's 30.
Huh. So if I rolled a 20 total.
That'd be a crit fail, John. You know that. It's a crit fail.
Okay, cool. So that's 88 points of damage.
Please tell me 88 is enough to take her out, please.
That's a lot of damage. So that's nothing to sneeze at, surely.
It is. Not dead, but very hurt. That Rod of Wonder just changed the course of this combat.
It often does, but not always for the better.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping for the 600 butterflies, but...
Take a hero point, knife sword.
Nice.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, it is now her turn. Okay, next up is the interlocutor's turn, who now suddenly has... You see all of this lightning jumping between the metal on their body, causing them to be very, very... jittery.
Fun times.
We're going to attack Brianna.
All right.
42.
That is not a critical.
No, it is not.
But that is a hit.
That is a hit for 22 points of damage. Would you like to put any of that towards your shield?
Yes. I was just trying to remember. It does not have any spikes left, I do not believe.
Correct. So the shield's hardness is 6. So that leaves it with 16 hit points, and then the 16 is divided amongst you and your shield, right?
No, both of her and her shield get 16.
Okay.
It's the same way it's always worked. You get full damage that anything that rolls over.
So your shield has 8 hit points left. It is broken, and I believe, you still go down. All right. Its second action is to turn and swing at,
Does it count if I'm unconscious?
What? You're not unconscious.
I think I am.
She got knocked unconscious by a crit fail.
Oh, that's right.
Coup de grâce, Brianna. Sorry, coup de grâce.
That doesn't exist in second edition?
It does now. Do it.
5, 10.
Attack of
Attack of Slopportunity. Or Flopportunity, when you're flopping on the ground, maybe?
Yep.
Lying on that coal hard.
So Ooh has all of her hit points, but she's unconscious. Interesting.
She has all of her hit points?
I rolled a natural 1 to hit Soraya.
Take your crit fail, fucker.
Well, hang on. Does a 20 hit you?
No.
Okay, then I will draw a crit fail card. Mealy, you are sickened 2.
Boo.
But that's its entire turn, because it had to spend an action to knock Brianna down. Oh, Brianna, you are stable, though.
I thought I already used the stabilization previously.
Oh, okay, so you are dying 1.
I thought. Like, I could have sworn there was another point earlier that it saved me and it was spent.
This combat, it's been going on for so long, it's hard to remember.
Yeah.
I normally notate it, apparently it didn't this time, so I'm pretty sure, and I want to keep myself honest.
Oh, I have it. Hang on a second. I have a list here. Brianna has used it, Ooh has used it, and Knife Sword has used it.
And me.
I have a list. It is incomplete.
And Soraya. I don't think I updated it last episode. But it is now Laslin's turn. We are going to seek for Twin Talon, though we don't know where that it is, Twin Talon. 44!
That succeeds.
Oh, at the end of the Interlocutor's turn, did she take her persistent damage?
She did, and I didn't mark it. She takes 2 points of fire damage and dies.
That's amazing.
Yay!
Fuck you!
That just goes to show every point of damage counts. Every single point. No matter if you did 3 damage or 13 damage or 48 damage or 88 damage of lightning bolt, like every single point counts. When 2 points at the end is the difference between being alive and dead, every single point counts.
You guys are so fucking lucky with that persistent. Oh! All right, so Laslin has now found where Twin Talon might be. Now we're going to make an attempt to stab Twin Talon, find him. So I rolled a natural 20 to on the DC 11, and now I make the attack roll.
1, 1, 1, 1.
Well, you just rolled 2 natural 20s in a row.
29.
That's my AC. You rolled a 3 to hit me. I don't fucking understand how this fight's supposed to work.
Yeah.
23 points of damage. Now, do I have to seek again?
I believe when you are hidden, you have to make every attempt to swing. You have to make a flat check.
The flat check, yes, absolutely. But she doesn't have to seek. Like, she's located me. Until I hide, she's located me.
All right, here comes the second swing. Flat check, DC 11 is a natural 1.
So that'll be a miss.
That's a miss. The sluice empties another foot of water. It is now Twin Talon's turn.
All right, so let's give her some stabs. 27.
That's a miss. Would you like to hero point it?
Sure. This combat's just so frustrating.
I'm sorry.
All the DCs are super high. I can't roll. 39.
That is a hit.
Hell yeah.
She is flat-footed. That's not a crit, though?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So that's an additional 35 damage. Then Twin Talon is going to try to jam one of the... Because I have one of them partially jammed, right?
Correct.
So if I only need another success... It seems like when she tries to open the one that's jammed, it's not going to work. So if I can jam them shut, I think I can irrevocably stop her. So she can't just like go behind me and do it again. If I'm reading what Sean's putting out there.
Yes.
Yeah. 37.
37. That is a critical success.
All right.
Does that mean he jams one and has and like one rolls over to another one?
Yep. That is correct.
And then with my third action, I am going to hide again.
Okay. Ooh, it is your turn. There are no enemies in that room.
I am also unconscious.
Oh, that's right. You wake up at the end of your turn.
I'm awake, y'all. I'm awake.
Soraya, you take 9 bleed and you stop bleeding.
Okay, I'm trained in medicine, so can I help Brianna, or is that an out-of-combat thing?
Do you have battle medicine?
I don't believe so. Is that like a specific feat?
It is, yes.
Okay, yeah, then I can't help Brianna, which I feel really bad about.
No, no, no. It's totally okay.
I got it.
Oh, no. Please, please help me.
You're in my tiny hands now.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Leave my backpack alone.
That is the most terrifying statement.
Gross.
I'm not a backpack. No.
Okay, so 70 feet of movement is 2 move actions for me. So let's see what happens when I go 35 gets me to here. The full 70 will get me to here. Yeah, I have to go here first, and then I can move another 65 feet. And I'm just gonna try to distract Leslie, I guess. Well, Twintalon does his thing.
If you can't do a bomb thing, you do have the sickened condition and you can attempt to retch.
Which, I think I'm gonna do. Is that, no, I get a save, a fortitude save? That one.
We're so good.
What is your total though?
21.
Okay, so it is a regular fail.
Okay, and what does that mean?
Nothing changes.
Okay, and then it's really annoying that like the juggernaut thing, like it doesn't move it up a success level. It just, if you succeed, you critically succeed. Okay, yeah, that was my turn.
All right, knife sword, it is your turn.
All right, I'm gonna cast Stabilize on Brianna.
Okay.
Tinks.
Brianna is now stabilized.
Unfortunately, there's not much else I can do. I could hit her with a magic missile. I mean, that takes one action.
That'll work.
That would be a thing you could do.
You could also double move to get closer to Laslin and then magic missile her later.
That'd be great.
I only have one move left, so I guess I got a single move that direction.
Oh, yeah.
Was it 25 feet?
Yes.
All right. This is all I can do.
All right. Rihanna, how you doing?
I sleeps. Good night.
Next up is Laslin. Now she finally sees a real target. So first action is to move towards Soraya. Do you have a reaction, Twintalon?
Yeah, but nothing to do with movement.
Oh.
I have reactive murder and you're next, which are someone else hit somebody or I kill someone.
So then we're going to target Soraya and go with a bite.
Interesting.
A crunch?
Bite your tongue.
Crit fail. Fuck you.
Crit fail.
Crit fail,
come on. Crit fail.
Is this an unarmed or a melee?
Unarmed.
You kick up a clot of dust, becoming blinded until your next turn.
So she apparently just like gets one of Soraya's satchels instead and like a whole bunch of like alchemical nastiness just poof in the air right in her face.
Ow.
Which makes everyone concealed.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
If you're blind, yeah.
Yep. Everything is difficult terrain. I can't detect anything using vision, and I automatically fail perception checks that require you to be able to see. So I can't seek. I can't do nothing.
Haha.
The sluice goes, and we get 8 inches. All right. Next up is Twintalon.
Come on, dos talones.
I learned from my wife that is not correct. That means two high heels, I'm pretty sure, right?
Yes, tacones is technically high heels, but it's a play.
Okay, so Twintalon is going to try to jammy this sluice.
All right. Sluice jammy, guava, or apple jam. This is sluice jam.
37 to jam.
Come on and slam. Critical.
All right.
Yo!
So two more successes. That's another door jammed shut, and one more half jammed shut. Oh, man. Okay.
And one's still completely closed.
I'm going to try this one more time. 41.
Also a critical.
Is it completely shut off at this point?
There is one door that is still open.
Okay.
Four of them were opened. One was jammed closed. And now you jammed closed three more.
Okay.
And it has a single success on it.
All right. Let's use my turn. Let's see how it goes. 20. That's actually 26.
26 will fail.
Okay. Is what it is.
But that was not a bad turn.
Got four successes. It's not too bad.
Yeah, saving people gives you a hero point.
Thanks.
Ooh, it is now your turn.
I'm awake. I'm not drooling. That's fine. I'm going to run. Well, I guess I'll stand up first. So I kip up and then I say, where is everyone? Where do I go?
That away.
That away. And so I take off in a mad dash and I land right there.
Okay. Soraya, it is your turn.
Well, she's right here, so that's always fun. So yeah, we'll do two more bombs. Just gonna try to smash him over her head. Does a 30 hit her?
It does not.
Does she get the splash?
Yes.
She gets 2 splash. We do this one more time. I'm a hero point back.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a 2.
That was a 2 for a 16, which was a critical fail.
27, I assume, is also going to miss her.
It is a miss, just a regular miss.
So another 2 splash.
Yep.
And she's going to shriek in frustration that somehow she can't hit a target right next to her.
All right. Next up is Knife Sword.
All right. Let's see. I'm going to move up 25 and see what I see real quick. And I still don't see anybody.
Oh, yeah, you do. You should.
Oh, like way over there.
Way over there.
I didn't realize they were so far away. So I guess I will actually wait. What is the range on this?
Oh, no. I don't like that question. 30 feet.
So that's way too not close enough. Okay, so I'll move another 25.
Yeah, she's 60 feet away from you at this current moment.
And now where am I?
35 feet.
Five. You said it was 30, right?
For the electric arc, yes.
All right, well, let's see. What about... I can't do it anyway. What about this one?
120 feet.
Ah, I could have done that from back there. Oh, well. All right, I'm going to cast a level 1 magic missile for one action. 4 damage.
All right. She takes 4 damage. And as we learned, 2 damage can kill a monster.
Every little bit helps.
Yeah.
Next up is Brianna. How you doing?
Brianna looks like she's having some fitful sleeps, maybe. Good night. Have fun.
Okay. Next up is Laszlin, who suddenly realizes there's more than 2 people here and is blind till the end of this turn, so they can't do anything.
So does she realize there's more than...
No, she doesn't.
It's just like when I was hidden, right? She can seek to try to hear somebody, and then she can try to make an attack with the 11 flat check or whatever, but it works the same way.
All right, we'll try. Well, actually, no. I think she has more self-preservation than that, so... And she's going to fumble around to try and find her bow.
Because again, remember, she can't see.
Yeah. So 4 inches of water come out of the sluiceway, giving you a total of 6 feet after everything. Twin Talon.
Hope these people can swim. Okay. Practice floating. Twin Talon is going to try to jam the sluice.
All right.
33.
Success.
All right. So is that the last one jammed up?
Yep. The water will not increase anymore.
Okay. So with the flow of water cut off, Twin Talon will move next to Laszlin, and he will attack her.
Aha!
27 is a miss, so I'm going to hero point that.
Yep.
28?
It's also a miss. I'm sorry.
Ha! Everything's great.
You're about to get some support. Don't worry. Ooh, it is your turn.
Yes, I will continue my run into the room.
Do you have sudden charge?
I do. And I hope that I'm enough away.
You're 2 moves and an attack, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you're 50 feet away exactly.
Oh, yeah. All right. So we sudden charge this bitch. She's a big bitch. Here we go. I go right up to her and I swing for a 2 on the die. I would like to hero point that.
Go ahead.
Oh, boy.
So we strike again. We said, just kidding. We're going to do this again for a 36.
That'll hit.
All right.
Yes. Come on.
Thank God.
Fuck this bitch.
That'll play.
For 14. Damage.
All right. The dust cleared from her eyes just in time to have blood splatter into them.
Yes.
I would like to reactive murder, please.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, you may.
Yes.
I would like to use my second hero point on that natural 1, please.
No.
Yes. Jeez.
Go ahead.
37 to hit, or flat-footed AC.
That'll hit.
Okay, so that's 30 damage. And I'd like to put Debilitating Strike back on her. So I think I took a turn where I didn't attack her.
All right. Ooh, would you like to take your last action?
Cool. I'm going to take another swing then. Ha-cha-cha-cha for a 19.
That is a critical miss.
Okay, number 38. This is called Decision Paralysis. I don't know what I'm doing. I am slowed 1 until the end of my next turn.
All right. It is now Soraya's turn.
She shrieks again because she's frustrated. Has 2 more bombs. He's going to try this one more time. 22.
Critical miss.
Critical? Then I don't have a hero point. I am fatigued. It's called Everything You Got.
That makes sense.
Fatwagged.
Fatwagged. Alrighty. I don't even know what that does to me, but I'm sure it sucks. What?
Everything is bad.
Everything is awesome.
And we're going to try again. 33.
Hell yeah.
That is a hit because it is exactly their AC.
Well, last Aslan takes 15 points of fire damage, as well as 2 splash and 2 persistent.
Would you like to describe your kill?
Woo! Yes!
As she's shrieking in rage, and she just flings this, and it just arcs perfectly over Ooze's head and just catches her right in the jaw and just burns away her face, and she falls backwards.
Hell yes! Coming in clutch.
And with that, combat continues for another round. No, and it's over.
You.
Oh, my Lanta.
You only thought combat was over.
I mean, there's still Slootgate. Wow, Slootgate, yeah. Hello.
Slootgate. It's like Watergate. It is Watergate. Oh, my gosh.
Slootgate.
Those slutty gates are still open! Close them! Like the legs! Sorry.
So I assume we go down into the middle. I'm assuming, again, we can kind of get there through here. Is that what this whole half of the room is?
We need to get Brianna up, and we need to... There's still a giant out there.
Oh, fuck. Well, I can make a medicine check on her if we're out of combat, right?
I can also help.
So can I.
So here's a thought, guys. Ready? If there is a way to redirect the water so folks are safe, but it gets the giant, huh? Huh? Good idea?
That would be great.
Is there a way to do that?
I don't know enough about this place, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Does anybody have, like, the control water spell? Can we just trap the giant in a bubble?
Quick, knife sword, start drinking.
I was going to say, doesn't lore architecture help here?
Oh, seems like it should.
I'd like to take a medicine check on Brianna.
Yeah, I think we're all going to try to heal Brianna a little bit.
Aw.
I got a 28.
That is a success.
Once we do it, she's immune for an hour.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. You critically succeeded, so, like, whatever. What else would we want? But I'd like to use the healer's gloves one time, like, once a day, just healing.
Yes. All right, so knife sword, roll 4d8. Matt, it's 2d6 plus 7. There's bodies littered everywhere.
Those are of secondary concern. I rolled a 14 for healing for me.
I got a 12.
And Brianna got 26 points of health back.
All right.
Brianna, are you okay?
Hello. Brianna will, okay, if I'm playing this properly, because I've just been memeing my character in fear for the past how many ever episodes. Brianna will probably wake up screaming and, like, will likely still have crusted blood on her face, and her instinct is to keep fighting, so she'll, like, likely still, like, she'd grip her sword and just start flailing around and not hear you guys, at least at first.
Brianna, calm down. You're okay.
No, wait, what? Is it over? Is it done? Is it?
The people are still in the pits, we have to save them, there's a giant out there, who knows what else, but Lasslin and this group here, they're done.
Okay, water. Yes, good. Let's go. I can barely see. Let's go take care of the people.
Oh, and don't mind that smell. It's just crushed sewer urchin.
Oh, I thought it was me.
What is a sewer urchin? Wait, what? Never mind. Do you know what? I don't want to know. I don't want to know what a sewer urchin is.
I'm scared.
Don't worry. It's an analgesic.
All right. Let's search all them bodies.
Bodies.
Does anyone have healing potions on them?
I think we used all of them.
I'm out of everything.
We might find some in that back room.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Right, because we can't medicine heal each other.
We can to a certain point, but I don't remember. Actually, I think we're all able to be medicined. Regular medicine, except for Brianna, who just got medicined. I think everybody else could take it, and then we'd be done for an hour.
Hey, Brianna.
Hey.
Also, at first I was like, Twin Talon's invisible, but I realized that was only like a minute, so like he's visible again. By the time she wakes up...
That's why she's freaking out.
She's just hearing his voice and not seeing anything.
Where'd he go? Is he a ghost?
Brianna, it's me, Serenre.
You sound suspiciously like my friend.
So mean.
Why am I sparkly? I'm sorry.
I don't know either. I noticed that too.
Yeah, why are you sparkly? That's kind of cool, though.
That's your shield.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were about to say that's your judge, but should we?
I'm sorry, your mage armor.
Oh, fancy. So can I try and end medicine folks then?
Let's go into exploration mode.
Like, do the people have time for?
The water isn't going anymore.
It's 6 feet of water, we think.
Okay.
I thought it was 4.
The last thing he said was 6 feet.
It was.
So we probably should get down there, but I mean, taking 10 minutes, hopefully they can float for 10 minutes or grab onto the bars at the top or something. But if we go down there and get murdered, that's not going to help anybody. So it will be of at least minimal help, I should say.
All right. So let's start with Christine. What is Soraya doing for the next 10 minutes?
Probably getting healed.
Okay.
Can you do a medicine check on yourself?
Yeah, for sure.
I believe so.
Okay. So yeah, she's probably going to try to do... Can I take that 29 that I rolled earlier and just heal myself?
Sure. And you are trained?
Yes.
So that is 4d8.
Okay. And can I finally get rid of the sickened condition?
Yes, I'll say that you puke in that time as well.
I heal 24 hit points.
All right. So you start putting some band-aids on to your massive number of wounds. Brianna, what are you doing?
Brianna looks the roughest, but she will go to her favorite person, Taysani. No, I'm kidding. She will start with Twin Talon and see if she can Hello Kitty banish him up first. Oof. Her hands are shaking still. She's still a little anemic and feeling a little rough.
So you still have a hero point if you'd like to use it. Otherwise, you do 1d8 damage.
Ooh, natural ones suck.
Then yes, let me try once more. Come on, dice. For once, please. Remember how we started in the beginning?
Remember how we used to be?
How is always critting? 28. There we go. Thank you, dice.
Yeah, so that is 2d8 plus 10. Heidi, what is Ooh doing?
Ooh will tap Soraya on the shoulder.
She flinches.
I want you to know that I would never, ever hurt you intentionally, and I just wanted to apologize. I wasn't in my right mind, and I'm sorry.
Thank you. I understand. Let's finish up here, and we talk about it when we're done.
And Ooh will walk down the hall with a little bit of shame, just to see what's down in this area.
Okay. So as you head down there, you notice that there are still some alchemical tables. As you look on them, you notice that there are some unusual liquids and a pile of what looks like dust.
Did you say stuff or dust?
It looks like stuff.
Dust.
There's some stuff over there. What kind of stuff? Don't worry about it.
Just stuff, you know.
Yeah, stuff. Stuff. You don't know.
Yeah, there's like 2 vials of an unusual substance, 4 vials of an unusual liquid that is purple, 2 vials of a green unusual liquid, and 3 vials of black and gray and green dust.
Do I roll something to figure that out, or I am not smart enough to figure that out?
You're good. You're good.
Okay, I didn't know if I had to roll for each of them, or...
No, you got a critical success, so... Ooh gathers them up, I'm assuming, and brings them over to you while you're healing yourself. You discover 2 doses of Addlebrain, which is 2 more. You find 4 doses of giant wasp venom. You find 2 vials of wyvern poison. And you find the 3 dust things is 3, like, things of lich dust.
Ooh, that's nasty.
Lich dust?
Gross.
Yep, alchemical consumable ingested poison.
Yeah, it's nasty.
Oh, so it's not... What is it made of? Is it made of crushed up lich? Like, that's what I'm envisioning here.
It's lich jizz.
Yes.
It's just what... So the lich just jizzes into a vial for them, I think.
And it's just like...
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's dead? Okay, yeah, got it.
Because he's undead.
Yeah.
We are a mature podcast, friends. We are a mature podcast.
If who comes to drop them off directly to Soraya, she'll kind of like look back over and just kind of be like, I'm sorry. These past few months have been the most I've been around people in a very long time. It's been an adjustment, and I'm still getting used to all the nonsense that goes along with it.
I understand. I just want you to know that I do love you. And I know I'm a little flippant about my relations, but I do love you. I don't know what else to say, but I'm sorry. And her head hangs.
Oh, yeah, she like blushes violently and is like, I don't think anyone's ever said that to her before. She'll like, you know, like reach out and take her hand and just like, we'll talk about it. Thank you for the apology. I know it wasn't you. I don't think I need to forgive you, but I do.
Ooh just still kind of turns away and still feels ashamed.
She'll like lift. I feel like if Ooh is looking down, that's how she has to look at Soraya. So, like, I'd say she lifts her chin, but I don't know if she would have to.
They're both pretty tall women, right? Not quite giantesses, but like giantesses.
Listeners, have I said how tall Soraya is before? I don't remember.
I think if we were to put them in a lineup, she was between Twin Talon and Brianna, but that's as far as we got.
So yeah, she'll turn her face back, and she's still holding her hand. She's like, it's all right. I love you too.
Ooh gives her biggest, tightest, most squeeziest, squishiest hug.
You hear some ribs crack.
Yeah, like unbearably tight, like, I'm broken, I'm bruised, please, don't hurt me.
yes, thank you, ribs, bruises.
She drops her quickly, I'm sorry.
We just talked about this, she's joking. She's like,
cuties.
I'm also going to say in the 10 minutes while Ooh was gathering up the alchemical items, she also gathered up the gear off of the poisoners that were down there as well.
Cool. Which includes?
Lots of weapons and stuff that you guys can put through there. I think the most notable is you have 20 doses of owl brain poison right now.
Where were there poisoners?
In the room that Ooh is in to the south. When you first came in here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because we did kind of, we didn't really have time to stop and search anything. It was kind of just combat.
Yeah. Matt, what is Twin Talon doing in the 10 minutes while Ooh is gathering everything in that bottom room and then confessing her love to Soraya while showering her with gifts of owl brain and giant scorpion venom?
Twin Talon is going to cast Heal Animal on Taisani and then refocus for 10 minutes.
Okay, sounds good. And Knife Sword.
So, I don't remember. Have I been medicined within the last hour?
I don't think so. I think everybody was good.
All right, I'm going to medicine myself.
Okay, you see Knife Sword touching himself.
Now!
That is a success.
Okay, and how many?
2d8.
5. And then I'm going to pass out on the couch here.
Poor buddy.
Taisani gets back 72 hit points.
Damn!
Another thing I realized recently is that if you cast a polymorph spell that makes you a dinosaur or an animal, you get the animal trait, which means I could use this on someone in combat if they're like, I'm a dinosaur. And I can be like, wow, have some healing. So, Ooh, I don't know what you're thinking about for your next level ups with your free archetype, but become a dinosaur? I don't know how you would do that. I don't think you can just take a level of dinosaur, but it's a thought.
Yeah, man, that'd be amazing.
It'll be like the Tiger King, but I'll be the dinosaur queen. It'll be my final form.
I feel like that would make you Doc Annal, and I don't know how I feel about that.
I love it.
Knife Sword, as you go to curl up on the couch, you realize there is the body of a Rakshasa there, too.
Oh, I just punch it a few times and use it as a pillow.
Soften it up.
Checks out.
Yeah, checks out.
Yeah.
All right. As you punch it, you feel things in its pocket.
Ooh.
I just move them around so it doesn't hurt my head.
Okay. As you move it around, a wand falls out.
Yeah, I'll put it in my pocket for later.
It is a wand of vampiric exsanguination, level 6.
Oof, damn.
Okay.
You'll need that against the giant in 20 minutes. So.
All right, so that was 10 minutes.
Do we think we have much more time or do we want to try and do this now?
Well, I mean, like, we can't heal each other again for an hour or for 50 minutes or whatever, so.
Yeah, so we might as well.
Well, also, don't forget that Brianna can meditate and get back her focus points.
Yeah, she can do lay on hands.
Yeah, so that's what I'd like to do during the 10 minutes.
While she is meditating, I will start patting down Laslan. And checking out that room all the way to the east.
Sounds good. I'm going to bring Laslan next to us so we can see it. So Brianna is meditating. Twin Talon is searching Laslan's pockets. Knife Sword is sleeping. Soraya, what are you doing?
I might head all the way to the east, kind of like where the trap was, and see what there is beyond it. Can we, like, is this an impassable barrier or can we go like...
That is like a giant wall holding back water that has gates on it.
Oh, so this is just a reservoir.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool. Have we been down here? Like to the south?
Not yet. That's where you see the water has been running.
Okay. Isn't this where we could have like blocked up where the bodies were?
Yes, you could have.
Yeah, so the room that I think Matt and I were both just talking about all the way to the east isn't really a room. It's just a reservoir full of water.
Well, no, the one that you're standing in is not a reservoir full of water.
Oh, yeah. Is this the one you were going to investigate? Okay. Well, if you have to take 10 minutes to check out Laslan, I will check out this room.
All right. I'm just going to put you guys roughly where you are on the maps.
Do you need a check for me for that?
Give me a perception check. Matt, on Laslan, you find the following things. You find a +1 striking flaming composite longbow.
Ooh, flaming. Nice. Okay.
Plus one striking scimitar. Plus one resilient leather armor. Average manacles with the symbol of the Scarlet Triad emblazoned on them. Three copies.
Okay. Baggity bag, bag, bag. So far.
A key ring.
Okay. I'll take that with me.
Okay. 40 arrows. A ring of fire resistance.
Is that better than the one we have, or is it the same?
It's the same.
All right, bag.
Cool. Christine, what did you get?
I got a 23 to check out the room.
You find that there are things on that desk directly to your north.
Then she will turn and inspect the desk.
All right. Give me a crafting check.
Alchemy?
Yeah. You rolled a 38. So you think back to whenever, and you see that this is a fist-sized 12-rayed black star sapphire, and it is a sacred symbol to Uriel, the elven goddess of magic and jewels.
Ooh.
And most accounts of its creation attributes is crafting to a circle of her worshippers. In addition to the abilities listed below, the gem functions as a portal key in Alceta's ring.
Well then.
What other functions are there?
Yeah. So for one action interact, when you touch the Eye of the Wise to a gem worth at least 10 gold, whereupon the Eye of the Wise assumes the appearance of the touch gemstone. While this condition is active, the carriers of the Eye of the Wise and the other gemstone can communicate telepathically with one another over any distance, as long as both are on the same plane. This connection is broken if the other gemstone is damaged, if the Eye of the Wise becomes attuned to another gemstone, or if the bearer of the Eye of the Wise just dismisses the activation. This lets you make walkie-talkies or cell phones, basically.
But ones you can use silently because it's telepathic.
Yes. The other action, one action interact effect. You hold the Eye of a Wise up to your own eyes and peer through it. The Eye of the Wise grows transparent and grants you a +2 item bonus to attempt to decipher writing. Disable a device, identify magic, pick a lock, seek or sense motive. You can sustain this action for as long as you hold the gem in place.
How large is this thing? Is it like fist sized?
Yes.
Oh, so it's not worth it to see if Brianna can turn it into a monocle.
I mean, may take me a while, but...
No, she'll ooh, I might actually have you turn it into, like, suck it into a mask or something. That'd be cool. Anyway, well, I think I found where we're going next once we get back to the Citadel, once we're finished up here.
No, thank you.
You also find a worn leather satchel.
Is there anything fun in it?
There is a wooden carving of a leering hyena. It's worth about 350 silver.
Anything else, or is it just a carving?
5 rubies worth 300 silver pieces each, and an unusual ring.
Can I identify the ring?
If you're trained in arcana, nature, occultism, or religion.
I am indeed.
That is a success. This is a messenger ring.
Does it have a counterpart, or does it just work like I can use it to cast message?
This silver signet ring changes to match the insignia of a lord or organization you serve, or your own face if you serve no one else. It grants you a +2 item bonus to diplomacy checks and lets you cast message as an arcane innate spell at will.
I would say she puts it on immediately, but I think Jasper starts to steal it first.
All right.
All of a sudden, everybody can hear Jasper just going, shiny, 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 shiny.
Cool. So that's everything there.
I'll show everybody else the stuff and if there's anything that they want, but...
Yeah. Ooh, as you are walking around, you notice that next to the Rakshasa, on the chessboard, it looks like there's a bunch of items.
Okay. I go to look at them.
All right. You notice that there is another unusual liquid and an unusual object.
You know what? I'll hang on to them for when Soraya is done.
Okay. You also find... Imperial Conquest set worth 500 gold. A fancy rug that is 10 bulk, but you find 5 of them. They're 10 bulk each and cost 150 gold.
I'm sorry, you say rugs?
Does it fly?
So they're just hoarding rugs.
Yes, fancy rugs.
In this quarry. Okay, great.
Fancy rugs, yes.
I mean, it's a Rakshasa. I'm not that surprised.
Right.
You find 4 bottles of fine Chillaxian wine.
I will drink those immediately.
All 4?
They're worth 50 gold each.
Yeah, we all make choices, okay? Listen.
Gold or silver? This is a lot of gold.
Gold and one bottle of Minkai Plum Sake worth 100 gold.
I will also be drinking that.
Now!
How drunk are you?
Also, that's so much money. Like, that's so much adventuring equipment.
I also did a lot of professing today and I almost died like three times.
So I posted the items into the chat again. So if you would like to try and roll those. While everyone else is doing that, Knife Sword is still sleeping. Brianna, you have refocused?
Yes, I believe so.
What would you like to do in the next 10 minutes? It's been a total of 20 minutes since combat ended.
Well, folks still look kind of rough. I don't think we should be doing anything else except, or at least Brianna wouldn't do anything else except attempting to heal. And remind me, in this edition, you can't just take 10 and it happens. Like, you have to keep fucking rolling things, right?
Well, with Lay on Hands, you heal a straight number of hit points. So Lay on Hands is 6 times your level, so...
36.
Okay, well, then that's going to be that and then another 10 minutes of focusing, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't know how long we're going to be wanting to be here, so...
All right, so 10 minutes. Who are you healing first with your 36?
Knife Sword is right next to me, so I'll heal Knife Sword.
All right. Whoop. Christine, you identify...
Yes, I am going to be looking at the unusual liquid and object.
A keen weapon rune and slumber wine. Slumber wine sees its greatest use in games of intrigue where the absence can be more devastating than injury. Activate. It's ingested. There's a 1-hour onset. Duration is 7 days. Unconsciousness.
You're just out for 7 days.
You're out and every day you get another save.
Wow.
Thank God I didn't drink that.
Ooh, just
fall over.
Does that take my whole 10 minutes or?
To identify both of them, yes. Matt, what would you like to do in those 10 minutes while Soraya is identifying those items?
Did we check the middle room?
No, I will put you there. Go ahead and give me a perception check, please.
35.
So as you look around this room, you do notice that there are some nice tatami mats on the floor, 3 empty cages, and to the south, this looks like a straw bed. But what's more interesting, I feel, is the small black bat icon on the top of the bed that looks like there is blood dripping from its head.
Yeah, seems normal. I have one of those.
It's probably fun.
I mean, somebody just got a little too toasty on Bacardi.
What do I think the significance of this is?
You're not sure. Actually, give me... I'm going to make a secret roll here using your skills. You're not quite sure. It looks kind of familiar, but you're not too sure.
Okay. So Twin Talon will remove the icon. If that's something I can do. If it's not like carved in, I guess.
No. It looks like it's icon is the wrong word. I'm sorry. It's like it's a little like statuette. Like it's small. You can hold it in one hand.
Okay. Of a bat with a bloody mouth.
Head. Bloody head.
Bloody head. Okay. So I found that on the bed.
Yes. You found it like posted on one of the sides, like on like where a night table would be.
Okay. Sometimes I'm gonna just toss the bed like. Literally flip it over and make sure there's nothing like hidden inside, like a reforming vampire or something like that.
So while you're doing that, Brianna, you can cast again if you'd like.
Sure. Looks like Ooh's looking pretty bad. So Ooh, please take 36 points of healing.
Thank you. Thank you, baby.
And she will likely go back into herself and commune with her deity.
All right. Just so everyone knows, it's been 40 minutes since you've healed each other, so 2 more will let you all medicine check again.
I don't know if we should really wait that long. It's been a very long time.
Brianna's nearly dead.
Yeah, like, I don't know if we should do another, like, at that point it'll be another 20 minutes to get it back and then another 10 to do it again. I don't know if we should do another half hour, but if we could do anything else...
What would you suggest?
I don't know.
Like, if you guys want to go ahead and I'll catch up, I guess? I don't know.
Is there a mechanical punishment for leaving them floating, or is like, are we okay?
Who knows?
The water has stopped, which is the biggest thing. Now, again, this is very human-centric, but an average human is between like 5.5 to 6 feet in this game.
Yeah, but we don't know what size the creatures are that are stuck either.
That's true. So you think you're okay.
perfect. That's fine.
You don't hear screaming.
Well, no, because they'd be like blah, 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 blah.
Oh, boy. You don't hear, so I assume we don't hear panic blubbering.
You don't hear either of those.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, next 10 minutes.
Well, hang on. Matt, while you toss the bed, you don't see anything else. There's no signs of vampires or liches, undead, anything. You've thoroughly tossed it.
All right, great. I'll bring the bat thing back, and I'm like, does anybody recognize this? Like, I feel like it's on the tip of my brain. Like, I've seen it before, but I can't remember.
Let's see. I'll roll for everyone while they're doing their thing. That is another 10 minutes for you, Brianna, if you would like.
I'll take it.
You'll take it.
I was just looking at my friends, and, like, everybody needs healing, clearly, but, like...
Yeah, yeah. You're the lowest right now, yeah.
I'm sorry I don't have, like, a group heal, but...
That is nobody's fault.
How fucking dare you not have this thing?
Yeah, no.
That is not a part of your class. Brianna looks at it, at that little bat thing, when she pops open her eye for a second. It's like, that does look familiar, but I also can't remember. I feel like we've been beaten up a lot today. Okay, so Brianna goes back to concentrating for 10 minutes. Everyone else can heal each other if you would like. Or heal yourselves. Physician, heal thyself.
I don't think I can heal. My medicine skill says I need healer's gloves, right?
You don't need healer's gloves. You need a healer's kit, which I feel like we've been... Just go ahead and roll.
I feel like we just pass around each other's healer's kit, honestly.
Yeah. DC is 15. Between 15 and 24, it is 2d8. If you rolled 25 or higher, it's 4d8.
I got a 3!
I will heal Ooh. Or 10.
Yay.
Knife sword, you critically succeeded, so 4d8.
I'd like to go on Brianna, if it's still available.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, bud.
No problem. And how many is that? I'm sorry.
4d8. And Ooh, who are you healing?
Can I heal Brianna too?
No, only one person.
Who is left?
Soraya or Twin Talon?
He's a little worse off.
Twin Talon healed himself.
Oh, how much did you heal yourself for?
I got 3.
I healed Brianna for 22.
So Soraya needs some loving and healing.
I'll heal Soraya.
All right. 2d8 for Soraya.
Oh, fudge.
And if 10 minutes are over, from what I'm seeing, it looks like Twin Talon is looking the roughest. So with the last bit of healing, Brianna will give it to him.
11 points to Soraya.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Perfect. With everyone having finally dealt with this mess up here, and Ooh confessing her love to Soraya, and everyone tossing everything and looting the bodies, we're going to end the episode here.
Sounds good.
Okay.
How long did I nap for? Did I get anything back?
No.
Damn it.
A nice rest is not a nap on a couch previously occupied by a dead body.
Currently still occupied by the dead body.
Alas.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. Yeah, using a dead body as a pillow, not that restorative.
Thank you for listening to the Cracked Die Podcast. Please visit us at crackeddiepodcast.com. Pathfinder 2nd Edition and the Age of Ashes Adventure Path are property of Paizo. Background audio was provided by Sirenscape, because epic games deserve epic music. Please visit them at sirenscape.com. Additional background music was provided by Tabletop Audio. Visit them at tabletopaudio.com or on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Tabletop Audio. This episode was edited by Nathan. Please visit them on Twitter @editingnate. Finally, thank you to all our patrons for assisting us in making this. If you would like to join our Patreon, please visit us at patreon.com/crackeddiepodcast.